Have you ever known the answer but frozen when put on the spot? Today we're joined by Trish Springsteen from Trishul Training and the Purple Unicorn Academy. Speaker mentor, get known and be seen specialist, and Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts. A multi-international award-winning mentor, inspirational speaker, and international best-selling author, Trish hosts Get Known, Be Seen Web TV. Today, she's exploring how to answer questions confidently without freezing or rambling. So stay tuned. Now, Trish, it's over to you.
Hi. Wow. Have you ever been in this situation? You walk into a room or you get introduced to somebody, and it could be that you're on a blind date. We don't know. Anyway, and they ask what you do. And then you either freeze and can't think what to say, and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, you know, I'm making a really good impression here, but I have no idea what to say. Or you open your mouth and words just appear after the other, after the other, and then you stop and you think,
oh my gosh,
what impression have I made now? So you're either freezing or you're rambling. And I'm asking you that question, but I'm coming from the heart because, people, I have been there, and I know that many of you listening will understand and will relate to that. So how do you overcome that? How do you answer a question without freezing or rambling? Really, it's not the knowledge. You know what you want to say. It's not the lack of experience. And it's not the lack of something valuable to say. You've got all that. So what is it? What gets in the way between the question being asked and the answer being given? And yes, you know what I'm going to say. It's those little voices in your head that say, I'm not good enough. I'm going to say the wrong thing. They don't want to hear what I have to say. I was there. I could put together a great presentation. I could work out what I was going to say at the next meeting. And then someone would come and ask me an unexpected question. And the more I worried about getting the answer right, the harder it became to be able to communicate naturally. So what I learned as I worked to overcome that stumbling block was that confident communication isn't about controlling every word. It's about having the confidence to trust your own voice. Do you trust your voice? Do you have that confidence? Or are you still rambling or freezing? Let's have a look at how we can overcome that. Clarity creates confidence. So before you answer any question, understand what is actually being asked. Because often we start to answer before we've even finished listening. And that's when the freezing, the rambling, or we're answering the question we thought we heard rather than the question they want answered. So we hear those first words, our brain races ahead, and we open our mouth. Let's think about another way. Pause. Stop and pause. Listen. Listen to the question all the way through. If you're not sure what's being asked, clarify. Go back to them and say, hey, as I understand it, this is what you want to know. Because another secret, people, a lot of people don't know how to ask a question. Even before you get to answer questions, they don't know how to ask a question clearly. So clarify. And then think. You've got time to think. Consider the response. Think about, well, what do I know about this? What do I want to say? Because one of the biggest myths about communication is that quick answers are confident answers. They're not. Believe me, people, quick answers can get you into trouble. It can have you appear less professional, less knowledgeable, because you've answered something really quickly and you haven't really given a lot of thought to it? Clear answers are confident answers. You've got time to think before you respond. Take that time. And remember, one message is better than many. We ramble quite often because we believe that we need to explain everything. And that happens to those of us who are most eager. We've got so much that we want to say. We really want to share everything that we can. And we try to share everything we can. And what happens then? That's the rambling. We lose the structure and we overwhelm the person with so much answer that the most valuable thing that they need to hear has got lost in all of those words. The strongest answers are often the simplest ones. For example, when you get asked, what do you do? Instead of giving your entire history, start with the heart of your message. I get asked that, and one of the things I say is, I help people build the confidence to communicate their ideas and be seen. Simple, clear. And what that does is give a foundation for people to ask more questions. And when you are out there wanting to engage in conversation, that's what you want. You want people to ask questions. You want to have this back and forth so that you can have a nice, gentle conversation. So give them something to ask questions about. Don't overwhelm them with all the information so that they go, oh, and they look like a deer in the headlights, smile at you, and then walk away and probably have got no complete idea what it is you do or who you are, but they do know someone gave them a lot of information. We don't want that. So good communication isn't saying everything. It's saying what matters. Pause. Listen. Think. One simple message that you can build on. You know, communication isn't a performance. We want conversation. When you're worried about how you're saying something and how you're doing, when you've got that, oh, are they actually listening to me? Or are they hearing what I've got to say? Or am I giving them the right information? You're concentrating on you. And when you concentrate on you, you lose the connection with the person. And the more you concentrate on how you're acting and what you're saying, the more you're going to self-doubt because you don't know whether that's happening. And you start to put those seeds of doubt in and you start to lose the whole plot. So shift that mindset to how can I help them? What do they need? That takes the pressure away from you to be super person and to perform. It allows you to connect because you are worried and you want to help them be able to understand and to want to explain to them what it is that they're after. You put the focus on them. Takes the pressure away, but most importantly, it makes that connection. And that's what you want in a conversation. People don't connect with perfect answers. They connect with genuine answers. And the genuine answer is from someone who is thinking, I want to help you. I want to make it clear for you to understand. And that can start the conversation. More importantly, it starts the connection. I have a formula called PREP. And this is one of the things that can help you when you're structuring that answer. It is point, reason, example or explanation, and point. So you've paused, you've listened, you've thought. And then sometimes you want to think about how structured can I be, make it clear, concise and to the point. So this is my point, which you've thought about. This is the reason I believe this. This is an example or an explanation. And this is my point. It brings it round back to the stop. stops you rambling, and if you are feeling a bit nervous in answering something, you can just think and breathe and think, oh, where am I up to in prep? Oh, I've done my reason. I have to do my explanation and I have to do my point and then I have to stop. So think about that. It's a simple formula that might help you construct those answers. So remember, you don't need the perfect response. You need a clear one. Pause. Trust yourself. Share one meaningful message. Because communication isn't about proving what you know. It's about connecting with others through what you have to share. Clarity creates confidence. Confidence creates connection. Connection creates visibility. And I believe in you until you believe in yourself. So if you're worried about how you're communicating, how you're starting those conversations, how you're answering those questions, just think about this session because I believe you can do it. Keep using your voice because your message matters. Your connection matters. You matter.
Well, I think, Trish, that you've told us a thing or two about confident communication. And it's not about having the perfect answer ready. It's about trusting yourself enough to speak up. And thank you so much for that, Trish Springsteen, Trishul Training and Purple Unicorn Academy, for sharing your experience and expertise, let's say that, with us today. If you wish to stop freezing and start speaking with clarity and confidence, tune in to Trish's personal communication tips or business communication tips on podcast right now. And they're all on 101.5fm.com.au.